Shalom and Hag Sameach. Hag Sameach means the feast, a joyous feast, a happy feast, a good feast, Sameach. And, of course, tonight is the Seder meal in Israel, even right now, because Israel is so far ahead of us in our time here in, you know, central time zone. They're at the Seder meal. They're preparing the Seder meal. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to take part of a Seder meal. Now, in a Seder meal, everything has to be done in order. I'm going to talk about these things at noon. I'm going to be out at Prayer Mountain. And so it'll be a while before we get to our prayer call, because I want to talk about some things, wonderful things, about how our Lord fulfilled Passover. And even more, as we'll see it. I even myself learned something about the four cups this week that really, really blessed me. So I'm going to be sharing that at noon. And the best way for you to join the call at noon is go to billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. And then follow the prompts and you will join us and you will see what I'm talking about. And we'll have a wonderful time talking about Pesach, Passover. Exodus 12:13, the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you. Now, Passover in Hebrew is Pesach. So, Hag Sameach Pesach. Have a good. And of course, we're going to be celebrating Resurrection Sunday. And we're going to see how that fits right in. So you won't want to miss being with us online at billybrim.org at noon. We better find out if our brother, not well, I don't want to say if, but where our brother Max is right now. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, good morning, Miss Billy, and to all the WWPs, praise the Lord. I am doing very well here in Jordan. Thank you for praying for me. I'm expecting to see the king tomorrow. He has been really, really busy. I just want to tell everybody, don't even listen to the news in regards to what is going on about stopping or not taking out Iran, or, I mean, if there's a peace, maybe we'll be in that cycle of peace. I don't know. But that's not what my understanding from the guys here that work for Mark Rubio and many others. I met with a lot of intelligence here in Jordan. I've seen a lot of people. The Lord has just been bringing people almost to our house here in the city of Erbil. So it's not, things is not like you see. I just talked to one of the guys in Saudi Arabia. He told me it's really hard and bad. They can't travel even across from Saudi Arabia to Jordan, because everybody in the Middle East here, especially in the Gulf, they travel by cars right now on buses. So they have to take their own risk of traveling, crossing Bahrain or Dubai or to Saudi Arabia or Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi has been attacked really bad. Jordan, we've been having a lot of missiles coming through. Today there's one actually almost, this is the strongest one I ever heard. It's almost shook the front doors and the windows in the house. Not telling you
this
to scare you.
Can I ask you a question? Is this because of Iran striking the Arab states?
Yeah, that's because of Iran striking the Arab states. And the some Arabs are, you know, they're saying we wanted Iran to be done over with. And some people in denial, in a way, like, oh, these missiles coming from Iran. It's not coming from Iran. Israel was hitting the Gulf nations. America is visiting the Gulf nations. This is just like people that just don't want to believe the truth that another Muslim country hitting another Muslim country. And that's what the devil trying to do. I was talking to Quinn earlier, but let's say, like the king was in, they're saying, you know, the king doesn't talk to Benjamin and all that. This is all over the news here. The fact is that I know they were in Eilat together yesterday, the majority of the day, meetings over things. So reality is different than even, again, the news. The media doesn't really give you the true story. They're always, there's undercurrent of what their initiative of, you know, transferring or want you to know or understand or believe. But I believe things are gonna get, it will settle down, but I don't know when. The guys told me they are heating the water, meaning it's not boiled yet. So things are going to probably expand to get worse, and then it's gonna calm down. I'm not sure. They don't know. Even if you listen to the president, when you say, "Well, we're gonna give him 3 weeks," and that's it, and you know,
Yeah,
that doesn't mean, you guys, that doesn't mean, or Miss Billy, that doesn't mean in 3 weeks, he probably means it's going to end. Meaning it's going to end, like Iran's going to end. Not we're going to go around the table and sit down and have a cup of coffee and say, it's all kosher. It doesn't work this way. Anyway, there's a lot happening. We just have to continue to pray. You know, for God as well, His timing, His plan, His will for us, His will for Israel. I know that there's a huge movement in the spirit room and in our prayer. And, you know, He is going before us. And we need a lot of things, but He's the one who's doing what needs to be done. Praise God.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't know if you have any questions. I talked to one of the guys in Israel also today. And he said, yeah, there's probably going to be a few flights from Tel Aviv, but they're really like to certain maybe people or certain things or people like in a real, real need. I'm having a few people coming and through the border on Friday. They're going to fly with me on Saturday from Amman. So I'll be in Minneapolis.
You're coming home on Saturday?
I'm coming home on Saturday. I'll be home Saturday evening, and I'll be at Yeshua Lavi's in downtown Sunday morning for Easter. I delayed another week, and I'm glad I did. There's so many things happen. You know, of course, I pray about things, and then you just don't know. You just don't know, but then you'll find out why the Lord wants you to do certain things. So praise God to take care of a few more things. Anyway.
Oh, I know they'll be glad to have you there. And, of course, everybody in the area will want to be sure to be there for you and welcome you home.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's been a lot of, you know, to me it's been really, really good, Miss Billy. I mean, really good. Just to be here and pray and meet with people and tell them the truth about the Lord and you know, we have to be truthful. And, you know, God is doing a lot of things, even in Jordan. I don't know who's texting me now, somebody not on this call. But praise the Lord. I just learned a lot. I met more people. When you go inside of the circle of people, I just want to tell you this. There is nothing that the Lord hasn't told us that there is no surprise for me. I mean, when they tell me certain things
right,
like,
because of the prayer call.
Because of the prayer call, like, okay, there's no surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, they went back to October 7th, and they told me that everything started boiling up since October 7th. And it's true. And the Lord told us about October 7th before October 7th.
Yes, yes.
And he said, Benjamin, take your fins down. And that's what they're really working on. I just wanted everybody to know that the biggest plan right now, after all of this, is getting the land back. That simple. And can you imagine in this region, when you take the whole country that I'm in and half of Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. I mean, it's a huge. This is the land of Abraham. This is the promised land.
It is. He's talking about Greater Israel.
He's talking about Greater Israel. Yeah.
Greater Israel is outlined. The borders are outlined by the Lord in Genesis 15. And the Lord doesn't say, Abraham, if you do so and so, I'm giving you this land. This is called the covenant between the pieces. Abraham divided the animals down the middle. God walked in that blood path, and God swore what land they're going to get, and they're going to get it. Now, it's not right now, but there they are back home. Oh,
yeah.
My Jesus, what signs and wonders have we seen? You know, the whole of the whole, everything, if you don't understand the Old Testament, you're not going to see understand what's happening now. And so we've just finished, I want to tell you, we had a 3BI class, and I had seen these letters, O-R-A, one morning when I woke up, kind of in my spirit, and I thought, well, or that means light, and ah at the end of a word is God, like Yah. And but then the Lord said outpourings, revivals, and awakenings. And we had a class. The Lord absolutely visited us on Tuesday, and we never got over it. He was just there. And then we studied, of course, outpourings, and we studied Whitfield. And I want to tell you, be sure to see that movie, Whitfield. Actually, it's named The Great Awakening. It's opening April 3rd in theaters across America. We actually rented a theater and took our class to it. And, oh, my goodness, how it blessed them. Now, it will bless you more if you know more about Whitfield. There's a book that we have, and it's called, first of all, And the Awakenings. And I'm going to make that book available for only $5, $5 plus shipping. And just go online, billybrim.org. It's going to be a special. I want you to read, even if you have to skip over, and read about Whitfield first, and then go see that movie. Oh, my goodness. We're on the verge of an awakening. We're on the verge of absolutely the greatest harvest the world has ever known. Because God's reaping the fruit of the harvest. And praise the Lord. The Bible is one book from beginning Genesis to Revelation. It is so connected. And I think you'll be blessed if you tune in and you go to billybrim.org at noon and some of the things that we'll be talking about there as we look at Pesach, as we look at Passover, and as we look at Jesus, our Passover Lamb. Folks, there's another thing about this period of time. It's the way of the devil, Satan, and we're not ignorant of his devices, to try to attack Jewish places on holidays, Jewish holidays. And so I know it's in the mind of Satan to attack like they love to attack. He loves to attack synagogues. Now, we've got a Passover week coming here. It starts tonight, and it goes for 7 days. And so we're going to be praying for, and we're going to be using our authority to, Iran, they say, has sleeper cells, and we know it's true in America. And even churches, they would love to attack. So we're going to be using our prayer of authority. We want to use it first of all right now. Anything special you want to pray about, dear brother, because we're going to go into prayer now.
I would say for the Passover, after I was talking to Quinn, it did make sense why they're really opening the gates today, you know, with their missiles coming across. And that's when I said there's one shook the house because it wasn't too far from us. Of course, the intercept that. I mean, nothing got to the ground yet, and we praise the Lord for that. Just,
well, now, was
you
that
know,
missile, press? You think, where was that missile aimed?
I believe aimed to Jerusalem.
Uh-huh. You see,
yeah.
And it's Passover. That's why it was a big one. And So they're going to, the enemy is going to come out. He's going to try to come out with sleeper cells here at home, and then also probably making barrages against Israel. So let us use our authority. Father, yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have the authority because there was a Passover lamb. We have the authority because Jesus died and poured out his blood and then went to hell for our sins and for our sorrow, for our to cover us, to clean and purge out the leaven in our lives and cleanse us all that he might present us holy before the Lord. And then he arose, conquered, oh, hallelujah, over death, hell, and the grave, and arose to the right hand of the Father. And there, oh, precious Lord, we are redeemed. We are, because of what he did, because of what Jesus did, because of your great plan of redemption, we are free. We woke up free today, free from the devil. He doesn't have any power over us. Oh, and we know it. We know it because the Word of God reveals it, and we're so glad. I'm so glad that in my lifetime, God led me to know what he had done for us. Hallelujah. In my lifetime, oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In my lifetime, are you still there, Brother Max?
Yeah, I'm here.
I dropped my phone, that's why I had to check.
Yeah, I could tell, yeah. Yeah, your voice kind of went.
I just got so excited I knocked it off. Praise the Lord, glory to God. I am excited, thank God, I am excited. I am excited about what Jesus did, and I just lifted my hands up and knocked the phone right to the floor. But praise the Lord, glory to God. We're redeemed, you know. We're redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He's taken us out from the hand of the enemy in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We're not under that anymore. Hallelujah. We're free. But not only that, he didn't only just take us out from the hand of the enemy. He took us up to the right hand of the Father. And from there, Holy One of Israel, we do ask you to give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, letting the eyes of our hearts understand, especially what is the greatness of the power, the exceeding resurrection power toward us for who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all rule and authority and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet. The feet are in the body. Hallelujah. And you gave him head to the body over all things. Hallelujah. Even when we were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you, who are rich in mercy and for your great love wherewith you loved us, thank God when you quickened him, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised him, you raised up the body together with him. And when you seated him, you seated the body together with and in him at your own right hand. And there we sit at the right hand of the Creator of the universe. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As I sit in my prayer chair, Jesus is sitting in me. And as he sits at the right hand of the Father, I'm in him. And Satan knows it. He could read the book. He could look at that blood on the doorpost, and he had to pass over. He was a destroyer, and he had to pass over Israel. And he's got to pass over me and you. For we plead the blood in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every one of us WWPs. And we plead the blood over the President of the United States of America.
Yes,
and the King of Jordan. And
yes,
Benjamin
Lord.
Netanyahu. And every decision maker. They will not be deceived. In the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the helmet of salvation, and I know he's born again, over our president, and the blood of Jesus over his mind. He will not be confused. He'll hear the voice of God, and he'll do what God says. In Jesus' name, Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, all who are in authority, I don't know their names. God does. And when I say all and we say all, he knows who to cover with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say to you, Satan, cease and desist in your maneuvers. We plead the blood of Jesus and any sleeper cells, any demonic plans that are being made in holes or basements or high-rise buildings or wherever. But in the mind of evil men, we call the enemy camp into confusion. Into confusion. You will not be able to set off those like dynamite. You won't be able to light the wick. You won't be able to light that. You won't be able to fire the missile. You won't be able to in Jesus' name, because we plead the blood of the Lamb over our cities in America. Over our homes, over our synagogues, over our churches, over our Easter egg hunts. In Jesus' name, every plot of the enemy will be revealed. It cannot be concealed because we speak the blood. Angels, go! Angels, go and do your duty. Angels, in Jesus' name. Oh, warring angels. Angels from Prayer Mountain. I send the angels from Prayer Mountain. You go into the byways. You go into all the places and bring down the enemy's plans.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
And I send the angels from Jordan.
Yes, angels.
From here, from Jordan, right here. Yes, yes.
Right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of it. The angels that my brother has command over, we join him in his authority to send them in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, how thankful we are for the ministry of angels. We're not alone. The Holy Ghost lives in us. And divine angels are assigned according to the book of Hebrews and according to Psalms to watch over us, not only watch over us, but to go at our command. How grateful we are for everything God's word supplies us. Everything written in the new covenant. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our households, over our families, the families, the WWPs. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. The company of the Lord, the Lord's own army. And those of our WWPs who have been attacked by the enemy, we proclaim in the name, get your hands off of them right now. They're coming through to victory. They're coming through to healing. They're coming through to wholeness. I'm thinking particularly right now of a couple of women. In the name above every name, everybody on this phone call, you can think of someone who's been under attack, but we do say the victory. We speak the victory and a quick victory and a victory that is seen by all. We're not putting up with littleness. The Lord told us to ask big, and we're asking big in Jesus' name. How we do worship you, how we do praise you, Father, how we do give you glory and adoration for sending Jesus, the spotless Lamb. And Lord Jesus, we thank you because you lived right down here on earth in the body of a man. And you were tempted, the Bible says, in all points like we were. But you never, ever, ever, ever yielded to temptation. You never sinned. And therefore I can know forgiveness for my sins. And therefore I, because you hung on the tree, can know healing and health and strength in my body. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God, for administering and bringing all these wondrous things unto us at the direction of the Father. We praise you and give you glory. Help us now to pray, Holy Father, and give us the words that you would have spoken in this time on earth, in Jesus' name. Kabidakunga. Amanakuhula kabinyo no kwash kidansha. Ishato. Ishato mia. Makutimbaka. Matokimbaka. Amanakoka. Amanakoka. Ajudiko bebe ala konga la kabi na kotoko bakia. Pasionyanga. Masoti, masoti, masoti. Avala kore manangi ala kobri kadika halakambaba hatopa kashende ni kasande na kodiangde ala kodori shakabri. Ifancho no koche. Nikola kahala kabi de katyanda ne kobra. Pitanyo, 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 pitanyo. Majuzo, majoto kinga. Fredin jumbra gabra dojwa para kobri kale kabi nyo no kora kadide diando no kora kabangya. O latino no cora, fradi de cobre cave de cochania. Icafra hale cobre calicanga, hale canga, calicanga. Oredino no quer, hashato no coraco devili tutta. Isciuto coshua nuba, la tifra cada congangi, isci godabri caliconganga. Bourgeois ta fenye, bourgeois ta kayan, bourgeois ta kifko. Isse tu kohoshandia. Aradule kabrevre. Mashko dombre kalakanga ragada hashe pelotonia. Ebedi tu hoshuata de kohoshekanga. Isse di kosheta de gongara kambale ko kamre kere kongara kativra. Me enyine ko ala kabrikata pala kangara kadeshke den jan chan 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 chan. Pishanu tevra tika. Pishanu ko ramana kahala kayata. Anyana kakaka. Ayana kakaka. Buho frate tionu kwa. Kesi godoho se kambrakata frakata kohoro kongoro godonche di kotoshka de bera kifraka. Pisu kuwapa. Pisu kuwaka de konche di kola kobra fratali kangarabi de kongoro godoshka de nchende de kotoshka de abrika de kalanya. Oh, Father, pishanto no kwa. Pesando do coro congora cadavre cadele congre che di gavracchia. Dice Tonia ne qua la cagabile, Tonia ne qua racontagna ne coccole bettigna. Dice le gotesche cadavre cadele cambra cadele govracchia. Dice le congoge cadele suato, do coro congara cafre cadele gence, cadele gojacchia. Amana kuru kubelitinya nuko avadakonya, avadakonya, avadakonya makole kakabra. The doors are open. Oh, my Jesus, so wondrously you opened the doors. Kivacho nukwa ale menyura batikungangi eshe de koprafka oshe ketambi. Isatio makoka fendye. Isha de Gola, Isha de Gola, Isha de Gola. Kojigiduvra ketikanga. Kabila toro kongale kamakia. Oh, Shatia. Habilon diablo gonjero non ye. Ijoto lo gombri kafrtania na kwe. Kalikangara gaha shato tale kaya shatonye mi kwaka daliando ruko. E di giuva shakuternia. E si ne kokwa shakito. Mo chani kaka. Mo chani kaka. Baledurugu papa. Baledurugu papa. Baledurugu papa. Ole manchang te kushkwa. E ja no kora tivra. E ja no kora balatonia. E me ne cuerio di de cabratia. E le duho joa. Ma so kore godiva ragadance le godosko de kaliando rogodovre belikaka. Mali tunta, ma che le cancanga. Ma le coro con bebe, li tisco, dosce le cofra, c'hanno coro ma niente, però godi le cababa la tutu. Oh, una cacca, una conga, una cadavetio. Metto lo compriti, hanno non complica di cabba, ma c'è le coro compra che ti cofretti. Il chattor, a niente coro a pa. Mi trovo bamba. E mi li hujwa. Pasco dobra cabinio, no cobrica la cambra. Alivari ottembre che di gangratiato. E mi ne qua. Ma tu dugo begge. In Shantabri, Koroko Vrangia, no Koroko Bibli, Atonia, Brakodo do Gobabi, in Shannon Nombre. In Shannakara, Malo Kobri, Kalekangaraba, Chianga. Porvitiano no Kombri, Kadabri. Mi tocca a bricavra con le congambi di Godosca. Mi si dico tambre che ti gavra allo combre che ti gavra cacciang e di conciang e lo godavra. Mi segno tu, papà pallito, mangangara cacciafca. Mi si dico rocognene qua, ma tu non ognene qua. E se dico d'ora che avrà di ancora manacchiando lo godosco dobre. E già to, e già to, e già to. Qui va la cognene qua. Se tocco breve di una cocca. Palicò la manaccia ma cataccia. Ma te lo compratti una cadavrica di godombre. Mi tocco uve paletonia ma la cadi di cor cagre che di cocce ne qua, se ne con babi la tu pravadi hanno cora. E se ne ma cuore cabbegno, no cuore cabbegno, no cuore con papà. E se ne cuore gente e ne cuore cade le camba. E me ne qua fa una cohoro coba alla cara nanieti di cangara cadale cara canga l'idora l'idora fegno l'idora fegno mia mando do goho shaka becate con la cambra cate canga bala con gomba isciato isciato isciato. Kama na kaha la kambre, kede ka kala kabinyo, no koro ko bafra, kede ko tanje, de ko toshka dabi, kato to tiata. Wisi to kupa? Wisi to kupa ha? Isi de ka maka? I kala kapabi aptota. Come le cangare di babbo, gelto mangiando vischi di joie. Fara conyene kahai. Ferna kohon gobi de cabra. Alivacio managito mo coro codane ni cocca la cabella coro ballettino ballettino ballettino. Bujwata faragatisco. Bujwata cafagne ne cohulo capite chi scende le copra catalca cala mangala cagala bohescita. Masco debre. Masco debra fia. Masco debra fia, don galala, hala con bambi, le coco con balletegne. O balataia na casca, tonce di gotosca. Ishanio, isco debre. Ivili hucua, matoro con diana coroca della cobri, che dico tonce di gotosca. Mitor, mitor, mitor. Ma tu combaha la kivra gadanche de gadashka. E de go poa. Pourquoi? Pourquoi pas kai? Ki le comba, ma tota malito. Malito, fandie. Oliba. Immatuele da coro con giango, do goba, fracata cadagne, nicala cacchiato. E se ne coro con gara cadaha shangdana con giotto, la balacaia. Cabala halacara, manaco cangara, godale con gravida, la coco cambigio, la gotosca de vescita. Mito papalita. Papalita fia kongi. Askidanja, mof cavaracchino. Pico qua. Pico lidagne. Doors, doors. Mi calovagne mi qua. Isciato con leppe. Isciato con ga. Kabakalakai, anakora pinya, nakara kandianga, da gondoda kapa. Amen kwashe de kumbe balatura, manakaya nakara baletene, ne korokoka balatinyo noma. Homenika, homenika, frons kerianto, frons kerianto piliando. Mahalito, mahalito fe, kaba genio no qua. Pelatai, pelatai, ma con le tebra. Oh, palacchina. Oh, la manica, oh, la manica, oh, la manica. I joa, i vescettagno, cavilla caha la caca, ed il gobrasciete la gomma caca, e a pate cola cambacca, la coca caca pace, la coca la caca caca, capitano, capitano, capitano. Oh, pacchito, pacchito, pacchito. Mania, mania qua, ija do gumbra, avala congara batinio, no coro codosca da abricate catata. Isciato macchitio. Isciato macchitio fanga. Gamina cocca. E belli tutta da maca, ma te coba, ana con bebe, ele conga. E settembre che te cafra, Moho vakianto makalakabri kade kongambi di gochwa. Pashkodembre ketika frakya na kohoro kobalia tanya na koroko danya. Ishi di goho shekabra. Makole kapinyo. Oh, Father, Matonia, Matonia mia, Matonia mia conga, ale cabi de combre, che digo vrasche do joa, e je ne cora mania, dalla cambre, che te gohoje ge da vegno, no cohoro copa. Matianto fia, Matianto fia mica. A sonne que a jore gole gavagne ni corocodili cababi de cohongenie. Tola macacca. Tola macacca fianto peliano nacchie. Calianto rotte a fascegno nacchie. Ebriato francio no coperiano. Obra facianto. Caliantonia vi. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Mashotebala, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Can you hear the Air Force above my head? Maybe not.
No, I can't.
Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I hear the airplanes above my head, that gives me comfort, actually. I know it's the Israeli and the Americans flying above.
It's amazing that you're there. And in a way, we're there with you.
Yes. You know, Miss Libby, actually, that even our house here in Jordan, when we pray together and we pray in the Spirit, and that we have thousands of WWPs, the Spirit of God is very strong. I mean, I feel it in the house. I sense it in the walls, in the lights. It's just...
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's start with 2 Corinthians 13, 1. 2 Corinthians 13, 1, 3, verse 1. First statement. Do you know that you are... Do you know that you are a unique part, of God's story?
Mm.
Of God's story. God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for you. No more confusion. No more confusion or distraction. No more confusion or distraction. You have the ability. You have the ability to walk in God's plans within us. You have the ability to walk in God's plans. Okay, I'll read it again. Do you know that you are a unique part of God's story? God has a purpose for you. No more confusion or distraction. You have the ability to walk in God's plans. Then the Lord gave us Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Jeremiah 1:5. Jeremiah 1:5. Ephesians 2:10, Jeremiah 1:5. Next statement. Because God has a purpose for you, because God has a purpose for you, and your nations, church, I created you for a purpose. And, I created you for a purpose, and actually walking according to my plans, I would download daily agenda, not to question yourself and doubt. Am I going too fast? I'm just...
No.
I'll read it again. Okay. I'll read it twice anyway. Daily agenda, not to question yourself and doubt your ability to walk in God's plans. You have my spirit. Oh, yeah, that's it. You have my spirit. Okay, I'll read it again. Because God has a purpose for you and your nation's church, I created you for a purpose and actually walking according to my plans. I would download daily agenda, not to question yourself and doubt your ability to walk in God's plans. You have my spirit. Okay. Praise the Lord. Next scripture here is Galatians with a G, 1:10. Galatians 1:10. And then Acts, the book of Acts, 4:31. Acts 4:31. Jeremiah 29:11. All right. Next statement. Read like this. Once again, this prayer with my friend and prophet. Once again, this prayer with my friend and prophet is the purpose of change. Is the purpose of change and advance and advance all the plans I have for you. I encourage you to seek my will and stop making excuses. Yeah, and stop making excuses. Seek to live out the Lord's plan for your lives, with an S, for your lives. I will open all the doors. Okay, I'll read it again. This statement got me thinking. Remember when just like the initial statement, when the Lord gave us this assignment, he said to encourage you and show you the future, what's ahead. And it's right here in this statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once again, this prayer with my friend and prophet is the purpose of change and advance all the plans I have for you, I encourage you to seek my will and stop making excuses. Isn't that interesting? Making excuses. Seek to live out the Lord's plan for your lives. I will open all the doors. Praise the Lord. Boy, I got something in my mind I heard in the last 24 hours, but I'm not going to share it. Praying in tongues work. That's all I'm going to say. That's what we need to do these days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about praying in the Spirit. Okay. 2 Timothy 2:15. James 1:5. Didn't he give us James? Oh, no, that was Jeremiah. Okay. James 1:5. And 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 2:15. James 1:5. 2 Timothy 1:7. Okay. Next statement. Thank you, Lord. This is just so beyond Max's thinking and Billy and all the WWPs. I'm just looking at the statements. Praise the Lord. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Move forward in my mission. Move forward in my mission by trusting the word, W-O-R-D, by trusting the word of God. By trusting the word of God and not be afraid. Yeah, that's the statement. I mean, that's the words. There's no two here. And not be afraid to speak it. And not be afraid to speak it with the authority I give you. With the authority I give you as his child. As his child. And as my servant. Yeah, that's the statement. Sorry. And as my servant. When I moved the envelope down, I found out that, okay, it's over. There's another one below it. Okay, I'll read it again. move forward in my mission by trusting the word of God and not be afraid to speak it with the authority I give you as his child and as my servant. Okay. Next statement. That's where faith comes in. That's where faith comes in to walk in God's purpose. To walk in God's purpose and plan, you must have faith in my word. You must have faith in my word. Okay, I'll read it again. That's where faith comes in. To walk in God's purpose and plan. You must have faith in my word. All right. Moving along here, Miss Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. Psalm 32, verse 8. Psalm 32, 3, 2, verse 8. Proverbs 3, 5. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Okay, a statement. Oh, and I just noticed also there's nothing highlighted here. Okay. Statement. Speech. Your speech always be rooted. R-O-O-T-E-D. Your speech always be rooted in love. In love. Seasoned, that's the word. S-E-A-S-O-N.
Seasoned?
Yeah. Seasoned. Love, in love, seasoned with my grace. With my grace, do not waver in your faith. He's talking about faith today. Do not waver in your faith, as your days are few. Okay, I'll read it again. Your speech always be rooted in love, seasoned with my grace. Do not waver in your faith, as your days are few. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Next statement. I am coming. Yeah, I am coming and carrying your reward. I am coming and carrying your reward in my hands. You have my spirit to lead you and guide you. To lead you and guide you to my truth. Okay, that's the statement. I'll read it again. I am coming and carrying your reward in my hands with an S. You have my spirit to lead you and guide you to my truth. Then the Lord gave us. You're doing okay, right? I'm not going too fast.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Fine.
Then the Lord gave us Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 13. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. Proverbs 19:21. Yeah, that's one. Okay. This is Max thinking, talking is thinking. Proverbs 19:21. Then Colossians with a C, 3, verses 23 and 24. It almost looked like 9, but I don't think it's 9. It looked like 4. So Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Okay. Statement. I noticed they're all large statements today. Praise the Lord. Read like this. Oh, pull back. Yeah, pull back to the present. Pull back to the present. Whatever you do, do it for me, your Lord. Whatever you do, do it for me, your Lord. Every act done with love, every act done with love becomes worship.
Hmm.
Yeah. Purpose. Worship. Purpose isn't limited. Purpose isn't limited to a title. Purpose isn't limited to a title or position. A title or position. It's revealed in the way you bring God's presence into space. Is that a space? SPACES.
What is the word God's presence into? What is the word after that? Could you spell that?
Ordering. ORDINARG. Isn't that ordering?
Spell it again.
ORDINARG. Ordaining. Oh, no. No, it's not. What is this word?
ORDINARG.
Yeah. Or ordinary. Ordinary?
Okay, if it's a Y on the end, it's ordinary.
Oh, it is a Y. It's not a G.
Okay, ordinary.
It's ordinary. Thank you, Miss Billy. It is a Y. It looked like a G even in my handwriting, but there is an opening to it. It is a Y.
Mm-hmm. Ordinary.
Ordinary.
It's revealed in the way you bring God's presence into ordinary.
Space. Or S-P-A-C-E-C-E-S, sorry.
Spaces.
Spaces, mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah,
you bring
spaces,
God's presence into ordinary spaces.
Spaces, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My my purpose grows with you. My purpose grows with you. Growing in me, and my purpose for you all. A-L-L. Okay, I'll read it again. I feel I'm going in a circle here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me here. Okay, pull back to the present. Whatever you do, do it for me, your Lord. Every act done with love becomes worship. Purpose isn't limited to a title or position. It is revealed in the way you bring God's presence into ordinary, what did we say? Or
space, ordinary spaces.
Ordinary spaces. My purpose grows with you. Keep growing in me and my purpose for you all. Oh, okay.
Did you read that word keep before? Keep growing in me?
I don't remember, but that's okay. after my purpose grows with you, keep growing in me and my purpose for you all. If I didn't read it, I apologize. I thought
okay,
I did,
because okay,
I'm going
it.
Line
got
to
it.
Line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what he means by pull back to the present.
Yeah.
Maybe the line before was he's talking about his coming in the future. So pull back to the present and he's going to tell us what to do now. I think that's it.
Which is now.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Did I give you the... No, I didn't give you the scriptures yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Philippians 1, 9 through 11. First Chronicles 4, 10. First Chronicles 4, 10. First Kings 3, 9. First Kings 3, 9. Okay. I'm just enjoying the birds. Now I just start hearing the birds here. I will, next statement, I will lead you to level ground. I will lead you to level ground for certainty. Certainty, yes. I will lead you to level ground for certainty and decisions and clarity in your paths. There's an S here. In your path, or you read it paths, right? Paths.
Paths. Paths.
Paths. Okay. Thank you, Miss Way. Paths. Prayers provide a starting point. Prayers provide a starting point when seeking God's guidance. When seeking God's guidance for life changes. When seeking God's guidance, for life changes. Okay, I'll read it again. I will lead you to level ground. for certainty and decisions and clarity in your paths. Prayers provide a starting point when seeking God's guidance for life changes. That's the statement. It's telling us something today. Okay, let's see here. Then he gave us Psalm 143, verses 8 through 10. Psalm 143, 8 through 10. Another Psalm 25, Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Last statement. Seek my will above your own. Seek my will above your own when you want circumstances to change. That's the statement. Seek my will above your own when you want circumstances to change. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Lord gave us.
Praise
That's what
God,
you prayed
hallelujah.
For. Praise God.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Well, my computer shut down. I'm going to have to restart it. But we'll just praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. Take your time. You know, Max himself expects something even in the prayer, but the Lord's have his own way.
That's right, Max.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, he wants us to know it.
Yeah,
and we can know
true.
His will. He's just telling us these things. We can know. We know him, and his spirit lives in us, and he wants to guide us.
Yeah.
He wants to download. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Okay, 2 Corinthians 13, 1. Huh? Okay, this is 2 Corinthians 13, 1. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Do you
Wow.
know that you are a unique part of God's story? God has a purpose for you. No more confusion or distraction. You have the ability to walk in God's plans. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Because God has a purpose for you and your nation's church, I created you for a purpose. And yeah. actually walking according to my plans, I would download daily agenda, not to question yourself and doubt your ability to walk in God's plans. You have my spirit. Galatians 1:10. You know, this week I was sitting before the Lord in the morning and actually asking for that, a download of his plans for my day.
Mm.
Galatians 1:10.
Did you read yes. Jeremiah 1:5?
Oh, no, I didn't. But I, I skipped over Ephesians 2:10, I think. No?
No.
Well, let's go back. I got involved. I do like you do.
I got thinking too.
Like
you know,
down there, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know. What does that mean?
I know, even when the Lord said in this statement, you have my spirit, he's saying, I will download to you, but you have my spirit. I believe the Lord is telling us to test the spirit right there, not just to give the download and think that everything is from me.
Yeah.
This is me, just, you know, as you're reading. And,
yeah, sure. But going back to Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. So before anybody of us were born, he knew us. Because God has a purpose for you and your nations, church, I created you for a purpose and actually walking according to my plans. I would download daily agenda. Not to question yourself and doubt your ability to walk in God's plans. You have my spirit. Galatians 1:10. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness.
Wow, the signs are going on. Do you hear?
We've got... No. We get the idea that every one of these words is for us. And
then
we can quote from them. But I believe he's talking to someone in Galatians 1:10. He could have been talking to President Trump. You don't need to think about always please a man, please me.
Yeah.
And it could be talking to us. But I believe we're praying for those. We prayed for decision makers. And let's read that Galatians 1:10 again. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. I'm sure with the war and everything about it, people are coming to him from every direction with every kind of advice. And what we're praying for him is, you just be concerned about pleasing God and be the servant of Christ. Of course, that fits for everybody, but particularly, I believe the prayers are for him. That is for him. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for welfare, or shalom, and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Once again, this prayer with my friend and prophet is the purpose of change and advance all the plans I have for you. I encourage you to seek my will and stop making excuses. Seek to live out the Lord's plans for your lives. I will open all the doors. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best. Oh, okay, I'm going to read it in the King James. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay. I don't like the ESV or the NASB. It says rightly handling the word of truth. You don't handle it, you divide it. Is he talking to the Jews, the nations, or the church? Amplified says accurately dividing the word of truth. So you have to decide which one he's talking to. James 1:5. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Move forward in my mission by trusting the word of God and not be afraid to speak it with the authority I give you as his child and as my servant. That's where faith comes in. To walk in God's purpose and plan, you must have faith in my word.
Yes.
Romans 12:6-8. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who acts, of mercy, who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. These are all different gifts that we have. And notice in there is a gift of the one who contributes in generosity. There are people who are anointed to give, and God has supplied them.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. They're intercepted. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're just intercepted. They're just went like kaboom in the air.
So you heard it get intercepted. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I'm trying to give you life sense of
life
where
experience
I'm at.
Of what's going
yeah.
on overhead. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for protection. Thank you for every interception.
Yes.
Every one of them.
Yes. Yes.
Hey,
every one of
think
those.
About what he said about with the shield of faith. You'll intercept all the fiery darts of the devil. He throws
yes.
darts at you. He throws darts at you. But you've got a shield
yes.
of faith with which to throw off those fiery darts. It's like they fired the missile, but there was a shield.
Yes.
That kept it from hitting its mark. They intercepted it. The Iron Dome, David's, whatever they call those different ones they've got. It's the shield of faith. It's like the shield of faith. We've got the shield of faith. He fires his missiles all right, but we've got the shield of faith.
I mean,
all the fiery darts of the devil. Not a few of them, all of them. Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean into your own understanding.
Yes, Lord.
In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Your speech always be rooted in love, seasoned with my grace. Do not waver in your faith as your days are few. I wonder how many. I am coming and carrying your reward in my hands. You have my spirit to lead you and guide you to my truth. Jeremiah 29:12-13. Then shall you call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Proverbs 19:21. Better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in... No, that's wrong. I got it wrong. But that's not bad.
No, I was going to say that's a reward.
Yeah, no, that's not it. Okay, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, do it heartily or from your heart, as for the Lord, rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. Oh. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. You know, actually, people might not appreciate what you do, but you do everything you do, do it from your heart for the Lord, rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
Amen.
You might think, nobody sees what I'm doing. They don't have to see what you're doing.
No,
you're not doing
right.
it for them. You're doing it for the Lord.
Amen. Just look at you, Miss Billy. You haven't even stopped for 50 years. And in the last 2 years, you've been going triple. What
That's
you
right.
have been doing. And, you know, even for me here in Jordan, you know, with meetings and meeting people and talking to people, I cannot almost sometimes, like, I can't do, you know, it's just like, I can't do this. There's so many, so much going on. I can't
yes.
meet with so-and-so and so at the same time. There's only one Max.
I know. Sometimes, you know what I say to the Lord? How do you see me getting through this? How do you see me coming out on the other side? How do you see me getting this 3BI, what you want, you know, or whatever? And
yeah.
It helps me. It helps me because I know I'm getting through it. And I know he's helping me do it. So, okay. I think what he means, pull back to the president, he's been talking to us about his coming and the future. So now he's going to talk back. He's going to tell us, here's what's for now. Pull back to the present. Whatever you do, do it for me, your Lord. That's what we just read.
Mm.
Every act done with love becomes worship. Purpose isn't limited to a title or position. It's revealed in the way you bring God's presence into ordinary spaces. I love that line. It's revealed in the way you bring God's presence into ordinary spaces. Oh, I love that. My Lord, I love
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
My purpose grows with you. Keep growing in me and my purpose for you all.
Wow.
You know, you might go into a room with people with title and position. But God's purpose is revealed in the way you bring God's presence into ordinary spaces. Your business is to bring God's presence, not to be recognized or, you know. Well, Philippians 1:9-11. Lots to think about.
Lots to think about, and they just intercept three more while you're reading that statement.
You see what they're doing, don't you? They're
yeah.
stepping it up because it's Pesach.
Yeah, it is. Today I was telling Quinn, I said, today is just, they are going like insane. They're just...
Max, what time is it of night over there for you?
Right now, it's 5:30 p.m.
Is it dark yet?
No. Daylight.
Okay.
Another hour and a half.
You're in the same time zone as Israel, as Jerusalem. Isn't that right?
There's an hour difference. I think they're an hour behind us. I think they're 4:30 now.
Okay.
Jordan
so
doesn't change time as well as this. Go on.
What's happening in Jerusalem and every place right now is they're hurrying to get everything finished, to get all the leaven out of their houses. They've done that. To get their Passover meal ready, to get ready to go. They have to dress up in their finest clothes. They have to have a white tablecloth, and they have to have everything on that table in order. So they're very busy. But see what the enemy knows, and that's why you're getting a whole lot of barrages right now. He would rather, the enemy, the devil, he's trying to drive them into their shelters, get them away from their Passover meal.
Oh, yeah.
If he can drive them into their shelters by the sirens going off, then they can't make adequate preparation for the Passover meal. And that's the high point of the whole year.
Yeah. It's 5:30 in Jerusalem. We're the same time. 5:30.
I thought you were the same time.
I'm
over there,
yeah.
It seems like you're in the same time. But anyway.
Yeah, Everett correct.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to mess up the Seder meal and mess up Passover.
Yeah.
What do they do at Passover? They recall and they go over the story. It was interesting when he mentioned story. We're part of God's story. They go over the story, the whole story of the Exodus and of God redeeming them and protecting them. Oh, he'd love to mess that up. But he can't mess up God's story. Nope, he can't. But that's what he's trying to do. That's what Satan's trying to do. He would like to keep all the Jews in the shelters tonight so that they wouldn't be having Passover. But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we use our authority against you. You will not be able to do that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Oh, another one got intercepted. Well, you see, they do the first sirens, and then they pause. And then they do another one, meaning get out of your shelter. But mass doesn't go into shelter. Not because I sense the protection from the Lord. We have a shelter in the house. It's actually below me right now, but I'm on the ground level, and there's another level above my head. So I'm just sitting here. I believe God is protecting me, and He is. We're praying together, so it can't be any
praise
better.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pull back to the present. Whatever you do, do it for me, your Lord. Every act done with love becomes worship. Purpose isn't limited to a title or position. It's revealed in the way you bring God's presence into ordinary spaces. My purpose grows with you. Keep growing in me and my purpose for you all. Hallelujah. As we grow in God, then He can reveal more and do more of His purpose in us. Philippians 1, 9 through 11. And it is my prayer that your love may abound still more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez, this is the prayer of Jabez. And Jabez cried to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and you would keep me from evil, so it might not hurt me. And God granted his request. 1 Kings 3:9. So give your servant an understanding heart to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? Or judge, other translation. Let me see what that word is. It is judge. So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? I will lead you to level ground for certainty in decisions and clarity in your paths. Prayers provide a starting point when seeking God's guidance for life changes.
Wow.
Psalm 143, 8 through 10. Let me hear your chesed in the morning, for I trust you. Teach me the way in which I should walk. For to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I take refuge in me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. And the level ground comes from the ESV and the NASB and the Amplified. King James doesn't have the words level ground, but that's what it is in them. So that's actually level ground. It means when you're walking out God's word, you don't have any obstacles. No logs fell across the trail. No mountain, no hill to climb. You're just following God on level ground. Psalm 25, 4 and 5. Isn't it something how one translation has it better and then another one? Okay. Make me know your paths, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Seek my will above your own when you want circumstances to change. Trust in me. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Max. Yeah. I'm going to say shalom to all of you because I have to get ready and get out to Prayer Mountain. And you know that's a good ways.
Yes.
Brenda, you be sure and be there early just in case I'm a little late. Okay. Shalom, shalom, and I'll see you later.